Support for this podcast comes from the Fletcher School of Global Affairs at Tufts University. To start your future as a global changemaker, you must have context across fields like international business, cybersecurity, energy policy, and more. Don't just study global affairs, shape them. Visit fletcher.tufts.edu.
Big Brothers Big Sisters of Massachusetts Bay is the largest youth mentoring agency in New England. They serve over 3,600 boys and girls a year in over 100 communities. The boys and girls enrolled in the program are typically between 7 and 12 and are enrolled by a parent or a guardian. Now, the mentors and mentees in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program are called Bigs and Littles. And as with so many other programs, Bigs and Littles had to change their approach pretty significantly when the pandemic struck. As part of our ongoing series of interviews about life during the pandemic, we spoke with Jesse Stetton, who is a big for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts. Jesse's a mentor to Demetrius, a 13-year-old from Greater Boston. Recently, Jesse told us what it's been like navigating the pandemic and conversations around race and how the events of this past year have influenced his relationship with Demetrius.
The Big Brothers Big Sisters program is a one-to-one mentorship program that's really designed to defend the potential of youth in our communities. So bigs, like myself, get paired up in a one-to-one relationship with littles, typically between the ages of 7 and 11. And you really build a friendship. And that's, I think, why they so aptly call it, you know, big brothers and big sisters, as opposed to big mentors or whatnot, because it really is that sort of like familial friendship that you form with your littles.
And how long have you and Demetrius been a big and a little?
Yeah, so Demetrius and I have been, I guess we've been brothers for 3 years now.
So when the pandemic hit, you're 3 years into your relationship, what most worried you for how you would go forward with Demetrius?
Yeah, I think when the pandemic first hit and we were trying to figure out as a society, you know, what was okay in terms of spending time together indoors, outdoors, with masks, without masks, I was initially very worried because our relationship was built on the fundamentals of spending in-person quality time together pretty much every other week. And so I was worried about how we are going to, if and how we are going to be able to transform that into a virtual relationship. I was worried about not being able to spend, quality in-person time if we weren't able to be outdoors together.
So it's a year later now. Did that prove to be the biggest challenge, or were you surprised? Was there some other thing that wound up being the hardest part?
So while my concerns about spending time together were sort of prevalent a year ago, what's actually happened in this last year is we've been able to get much closer together. So though our relationship certainly has transformed in terms of the way we spend time together, we spend much more time virtually, whether that's video chatting and each cooking dinner together separately. So a couple of weeks ago, I dropped off a bag of groceries for Demetrius. I had my own bag of groceries, same ingredients in them. And we video chatted and cooked dinner remotely together. Or we play any one of the number of cell phone games that the kids are playing these days. Or we've been able to spend some time together in person, outdoors, distant and masked. So I would say, I think the challenges of this last year have really helped us build our relationship and have some challenging conversations that we might not have had to have if not for the events of the last year.
Let's talk about those challenging conversations. Can you tell me more about what you mean about that?
Sure. So I think while the pandemic was certainly a headline of this last year of life, I think another big element of this past year was the murder of George Floyd and the sort of rise of the Black Lives Matter movement. And I think that sparked a lot of really good and sometimes challenging conversations between the two of us.
And to be clear, you're white and Demetrius is black, right?
Correct.
And how did you, first, did you get any help in having those conversations? Did you get, you know, resources from Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts or from other places? And how did you enter into those conversations with Demetrius?
Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts was really helpful in guiding these conversations around race. When George Floyd was murdered and we were in this pandemic, Big Brothers Big Sisters sent out messages to all of the Big Brothers and Big Sisters in the community with some general tips about how to have important conversations, as well as specific activities and exercises that can be done remotely around identity and race being a part of identity, and how both Big Brothers and Little Brothers would sort of map out what they view as their identity and what they imagine other people's view of their identity upon seeing them. And so that sort of created a space for conversation around identity. And then I personally wasn't, you know, as you mentioned, as a white big with a little of color, I wasn't quite sure how to exactly have these conversations and start them. And thankfully, each match in the Big Brothers Big Sisters program has someone dedicated as their match support. So my match support since the very beginning is an amazing woman named Chantel, and I was able to have a really in-depth conversation and a very vulnerable conversation with her about what my role is, both as a big brother and acknowledging the fact that I am a white big brother and my little brother is a little brother of color, and to try to figure out how to start those conversations and really create the space for Demetrius to share his perspective and to enter into those conversations.
And if you could look back on this last year and pick one moment that will be most precious to you, what would it be?
I think it was the gift that Demetrius got me for my birthday. So I'm not generally a big gift person, but he bought me a Black Lives Matters t-shirt for my birthday. And I thought it was one of the most touching and beautiful gifts that I had ever received, both because he and I have discussed the Black Lives Matter movement in great detail, and he knows that it's something that I personally very much care about. So it was a reflection of Demetrius listening to me, caring and hearing what I care about, and getting me a very specific gift related to it. And it very much felt like it was sort of this beautiful cycle of what Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts creates, which is creating relationships between people who otherwise probably wouldn't be in relationship together. And I think that quite personally, that the Black Lives Matters movement means a heck of a lot more than it ever did, because I have a little brother who I love, who's a little brother of color.
And that is Jesse Stetton, a big brother for Big Brothers Big Sisters of Eastern Massachusetts. Jesse, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. It's been great to be here today.